Trappers have always faced a risk of exposure to rabies. That risk became a reality when a wolf encountered a trapper in the southern foothills of the Brooks Range back in March. The trapper legally shot the wolf and transported it to the Mat-Su Valley. When he went to skin the animal, he cut himself.
So he contacted his health provider, and they decided to go ahead and have the wolf tested for rabies, and it came up positive.
Bob Gerlach is Alaska's state veterinarian. He says the disease has never before been reported south of the Brooks Range or as far east as Chandelier Lake.
The state had normally done rabies testing, and it was always associated with either a human exposure or in the case where an unusual or abnormal behavior of an animal came in close to a community, and they would test the animal because there was a public health threat. But the state had not until 2 years ago started to go ahead and do surveillance for rabies in actually the wildlife populations.
The state uses a field test called a DRIT test to look for rabies in the field. In the past 2 years, they've collected 1,000 samples. Last summer, the test helped them track down the first case of rabies in a wolverine near Umiat on the North Slope. Most cases of rabies are found among Arctic foxes that live along the western and northern coast of the state. 3% of red foxes trapped in the Bethel area last year tested positive for rabies. Kimberly Beckman is a veterinarian with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Fairbanks. She says cases of rabies in wolves are rare.
It seems to me we have a case in a wolf about once every year or two. They don't always make the news, but usually they've attacked a hunter or trapper or something like that.
Last December, a hunter from Tokë reported a strange encounter with a wolf off the Taylor Highway.
That wolf, the behavior was very abnormal and consistent with rabies, but that wolf was never found, so it couldn't be tested, so we don't know for sure. At the time, because we never had a case that far south and east, public health didn't, you know, think it was, you know, likely. But that was a possibility. And now in light of this other case, it's possible that that animal was rabid.
That's why Beckman is calling on trappers in the Chandelier and 40 Mile regions to provide ADF&G with tissue samples from the heads of wolves, wolverines, foxes, and coyotes.
In that particular area, we've only tested about a dozen. So we haven't had quite a lot in that area. We were mainly testing foxes that were sent in from trappers and animals that were found dead or killed all along the North Slope, and also any wolves that were killed as part of predator control.
Fish and Game is also asking for samples from the Mat-Su region because the wolf that tested positive most recently was transported there. But Bob Gerlach says it's not time to start panicking about a rabies outbreak in Alaska.
If there was had been rabies in that area for a time period but never been tested before, then you can say this is the first case we've found in this area, but it's not like rabies is massively spreading. We're definitely not saying that. We're just saying that we found a case in this area where we normally wouldn't expect to go ahead and find it.
The state will continue its surveillance program and expand a program that trains civilians to administer rabies vaccines to dogs, cats, and other domestic animals in rural communities. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.